8:38. You're listening to the Alison Ferns Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Make a difference.
Now, if you think running a marathon is hard enough, spare a thought for my next guest, who is running the full length of the South Downs Way on Saturday, all 100 miles of it from Winchester to Eastbourne. He's James Aldred from Eastbourne, and he's been inspired to do this after working in the Calais refugee camps, and he joins me now. Morning to you, James. Look, I don't want to worry or anything, but you do realise it's supposed to be super hot on Saturday.
Yes. I think the only consideration I really have to say when on air is that to my mother I'll be wearing factor 50.
Oh, yeah. You make sure you tell your mum that. And a hat while you're at it, James.
Always worries.
Seriously, though, this is a challenge and a half. Do you know what I mean? To do this in the cold would be something, but to do it in the baking hot weather we're expecting on Saturday, that really is something. I guess you've been training for it.
Yeah, so it is a massive challenge. And I suppose I've been blessed in the last 18 months to be able to dedicate a lot of my time to running and prepping for it. But this is unlike anything I would have done before. And so it'll be a deeply emotional and challenging journey, but one that is very symbolic to me.
Yeah. And I know you've been motivated to do this through the work that you've done in Calais refugee camps.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think my motivation to begin with was from a position of real pain. Running became an outlet and an avenue. And now I believe coming back home and seeing the amazing work of so many organisations in the community, my motivation has certainly changed. It's become more motivated by shining a light on the work of Anthem and Kingdom Way Trust. And so those are going to be really driving forces in why I'm doing this and how I'm going to get through the hard patches and the symbolism of coming home and sharing that journey with so many others from near and from afar.
You must have seen some heartbreaking things in those refugee camps.
Yeah, a huge mixture of great destitution and great dismay, but also hope. And it was a real privilege to have met so many people from all over the world, really fighting for a chance just to restart their lives. And there's a lot been documented about it. Migration is, of course, a complex issue. But I think through this, I hope that and pray that it symbolises that it shouldn't be either or in regards to helping, say, people who are homeless in this country or supporting people who are seeking refuge. You know, if we are a nation that is so inspired to be a world leader, we can do both. And that really guided me through my time in France. And also being a faithful Christian, there is always hope. And seeing in the movement of people an opportunity for them to feel a greater sense of home spiritually, not just physically.
Yeah, I think a lot of it as well kind of comes down to the language we use. So, yeah. For example, I was going to say you worked particularly with unaccompanied migrants. But if I actually say unaccompanied children,
yeah.
I think that hits home much harder.
Totally. You know, a large part of this movement is the rehumanisation of language, or rather the dehumanisation of language that allows us to marginalise and criminalise. And, you know, having been a teacher of students with specific learning difficulties, you know, you wouldn't say anymore, you wouldn't put the disability first, you'd put the child first, you'd put the person first. And it's the same here. I mean, we have the term unaccompanied asylum-seeking children, but actually, no. If I was to say a child who is seeking asylum, a child who's seeking refuge, or a mother who's seeking refuge, it humanises it. And then it becomes more emotional, and it should trigger a greater response from us to compassion and not criminalisation.
Yeah, and one of the charities you're raising money for, as you say, is the Anthem Foundation in Eastbourne, and that's what they do. They support these children, unaccompanied children, who have survived life-threatening journeys due to fleeing from their home countries. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine. We're talking sort of 16, 17-year-olds here.
16, 17-year-olds. And some of the stories, you know, some young people have been on the road for 5 years. You know, the relational trauma that they've experienced. And so it is a huge blessing and a privilege that there's an organisation like Anthem Foundation in Eastbourne with two houses supporting people, you know, taking the village mentality of we need everyone in to support, working with local agencies in the community. It's beautiful because I think we can be led to a sense of paralysis when we look at big global issues. But if we have a young person here who is seeking refuge in this country and he's in our hometown, what an honour to be able to fill him with life and purpose and connection with the community. It's wonderful. And it's the same with Kingdom Way Trust. Homelessness is a deeply complex issue. But again, their nurturing approach, the home is far more than just a house. It's the spirit that lives on in the home of love, kindness, openness, gentleness, and all of those factors. So to run for both charities is, as I said, it's a privilege.
And I feel like you're going to have all of that in your head when you undertake that challenge on Saturday. You'll be remembering all of those young people and what have you when you hit the wall and what have you. But look, I have every faith in you. You're going to do it. We're all behind you. Well done. And thank you for making a difference. James Aldred there from Eastbourne this Saturday. He will run the full length, all 100 miles of the South Downs Way from Winchester to...